This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ghfiruhu wa nasta'hdi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بين يدي الساعة بشيرًا ونظيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن صار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise and thanks and glory belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, after telling us about the obligation of fasting, that these days and that this month is أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ And here we are now on the 20th day of Ramadan. Just a few moments ago, it feels like that we heard the call that the moon was seen, and that we are about to begin this blessed month of Ramadan. And just a few moments later, here we find ourselves preparing ourselves for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it so beautifully and clearly, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ That these are a fixed amount of days for you and I to take an opportunity, to gain a prize, if you like, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not available at any other time during the year. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon the beginning of the month of Ramadan, would give the glad tidings to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The paradise, its gates are opened. Jahannam, its gates are closed. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has slaves that are freed from the hellfire every day, every night. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala an yaj'alana minhum ya rabbal alameen. So these days that have gone past, whatever has gone past, and whatever remains is the opportunity for you to become of those chosen people from the fire bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. But I wanted to concentrate on something. And the fact that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us the actual objective, the single most important objective of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you can gain piety and an awareness and a consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is that link? What is the understanding between you and I fasting every day and being conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fasting is that type of ibadah that you go against your natural self, wanting to eat, wanting to drink, wanting to spend time with your spouse. You forsake that. Not for one day, not for one week, not for 2 weeks. You forsake that in the daylight hours for an entire month. From the morning, maybe you missed suhoor, or you're particularly energetic during the day in your workplace and you feel thirsty. immediately you are reminded, ana sa'im, that you are fasting. Whenever you feel hungry, immediately you remember, I am fasting. So fasting is unique in that from every moment that you spend, you are fasting, you realize you are continuously worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously. Salah has its time. You begin with Allahu Akbar and you finish with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And you do that 5 times a day. And that may take a portion of the day. If you add those times together, half an hour, 45 minutes, however long you spend in your 5 daily prayers. Let's say it was an hour in the 24. Fasting is continuous from the very start until the very end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Hadith al-Qudsi, As-sawmu li wa an ajzi bih. The fasting, it is done for me and for me alone. A Muslim will not give up their food and drink and time with their spouses continuously, not because they want to lose weight or for some regime or for some routine. They do that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim is reminded that you place your forehead on the floor, lillahi jalla wa ala, alone. For no other reason, for nothing else, only out of your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may gain taqwa. Fast, so that you may gain taqwa. This awareness, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this term which is mentioned more than 200 times in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something that the Salaf, the pious predecessors, that they would go to great extents to define to us, to explain to us the meaning of what at-taqwa is. From them, al-khawfu min al-jalil, it is fear out of the most glorified. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ وَالْقِنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْاسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. It is to act upon the revelation. It is to be satisfied with a small amount that you may be decreed or given, and to prepare yourself the day that you will make your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is, imagine a path that you are walking along, and that on that path there are thorns, and you are wearing your best clothing, and that while traversing and walking upon that path, you wouldn't want any of those thorns to tear your garment. So carefully you step along that path, being sure not to step on any of those thorns. While a person is fasting, the same feeling you should have. That as you are going through the day, you are careful not to fall into any haram, not to say anything haram, not to engage in any transaction which is haram. Because remember, while fasting, you are constantly reminded you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while worshipping, you are trying to attain a level of al-ihsan. And ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarah fa'innahu yarak. You want to attain perfection in your worship, as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And though you do not see Him, you know that Allah tabaraka ta'ala, He sees you. So while you are fasting, you stay away from bad speech. You stay away from foul language. You make sure that what you see is halal, that what you hear is halal, and engaging in dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is you walking along that path. This is you showing and manifesting that while fasting, this is what taqwa is. Taqwa is that, and imagine doing this for one entire month, putting aside trying to fast the Monday and Thursday in the other times during the year, or the 3 white days, the 14, 15 and 16 of every month. Imagine a person who was to engage in fasting in this manner throughout the year. No one's asking any one of us, no obligation to do the fast of Dawood alayhi salam, one day and then one day off. For many of us, as far above us, we cannot do that. But just fasting the month of Ramadan, 2 days a week, if you can't do that, 3 days in the month, you will see an impact in your life. You will see that your taqwa is raising in your life, and you are living your Islam. because you are aware of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And this is the great blessing of fasting. This is the mercy of fasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated upon us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the peace and blessings of Allah Jalla wa Ala be upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so while we are all fully aware now that we are about to embark the last 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she described so beautifully how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prepare himself for this very special time. And for you and I, alhamdulillah, the schools are closed. There's no issue of waking up your child or waking up your family to offer some Qiyamul Layl, searching out Laylatul Qadr, whether it's on the 21st, 23rd, 27th, 29th, maybe on the odd nights, Wallahu Alam. You're not going to put all your eggs in one basket, it says 27th night. It could be on any of the odd nights. So therefore we have this opportunity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for us, that we can wake up our families, come to the masjid, and pray Qiyamul Layl, or to pray Qiyamul Layl in your homes. Make dua in these times like you've never made dua before. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, not letting an opportunity like this pass by, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, the best supplication, what do you advise me to say during these special nights? Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, O Allah, you are the one who pardons. So pardon, and you love to pardon, so pardon me and overlook my mistakes. Say this dua as much as you can. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who lived in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was privy and had the opportunity privy to be in his space more than anybody else. And she radiallahu anha would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very specific questions, very beautiful questions. And on the topic of a dua, supplication, where you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything, وَقَالَ رَبَّكُمْ وَدُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, and your Lord has proclaimed, call upon me and I will answer. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when the slaves, they ask you about me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell them I am close. I will answer the call of the one who supplicates to me. So in these days and nights that are remaining, in your sujood, when you are closest to your Lord, that you make dua like you never made dua before. Dua that your souls, your bodies, your families are saved from the hellfire. That you implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you, to guide you, to protect you. Everyone that you know, everyone that you love. Let me mention an example. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ طِيبَ النَّفْسِ. There was an occasion that I saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in an especially good mood. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُدْوِعَ اللَّهَ لِي. Ya, O Messenger of Allah, make dua for me, taking an opportunity. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي عَائِشَةَ مَا تَقَدَّمِ مِنْ ذَنْبِهَا وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَمَا أَسَرَّتْ وَمَا أَعْلَنَتْ. O Allah, forgive Aisha of her sins, that what preceded, and forgive her in the future, that what she did in private and that what she did in public. A very special dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive Aisha radiallahu anha. What an amazing and special dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Aisha radiallahu anha. But here we are talking about khayru khalqillah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best man ever to live on earth. That the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam would make sure that he would answer the talib, the request of the one who is asking, but also give more. So upon hearing this, Aisha radiallahu anha, that she was so happy that she fell off the lap of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُسُرُّكِ دُعَاءِ يَا عَائِشَةَ. Does my dua not make you happy? Aisha radiallahu anha, she responds, وَمَا لِي لَا يُسُرُّنِي دُعَاءَكِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. How could it be that your dua does not make me happy? You asked me, you asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive me of all of my sins. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهَا لِدُعَاءِ لِأُمَّتِي فِي كُلِّ صَلَاةِ. He said, by Allah, this is the dua that I make for my ummah in every of my salah. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, who never met you, never met me or our families, but yet asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive you and I. In this month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, there are many Muslims around the world who need help, who need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These nights that are in front of us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and to guide the Muslims around the world. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to al-Islam and all those who support Islam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا. اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا. اللهم تقبل منا صدقاتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإخوة في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإخوة في غزة يا رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.